Hey, I lost you for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird. You're like fading in and out. No, so I'm just placing some calls and emails to BFS to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Not picking up. So I've emailed the appropriate people. Ask him what we're supposed to communicate. All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I didn't really bring it up to them. I don't know if you could hear me at all, but I was working
No.
on a couple other deals with them, and
Okay.
last conversation I had was
You don't want to
yesterday,
rock the
and then
boat.
kind of. I mean, I get their hopes up. They know that I'm working on it. They're going to continue as they were unless something changes. They don't. They're not. I guess they're not too excited that BFS is going to change their mind. Obviously, if they do, they'll jump on it. But I don't want to have to answer 7 calls today as to what BFS is doing. So,
I got it.
so let's just hope for the best.
I got it. Okay.
So
Your phone sounds a lot better now.
it does good. Yeah, I plugged it in like you'd recommended. So.
It's just hard. Wireless doesn't carry the packets. Like I couldn't hear you, but maybe you could hear me, so it's like one way of the conversation's getting lost. But once you
Gotcha.
plug it in, it sounds crystal clear.
Okay. Well, and I left her a message. I forgot to ask her like a dumb. I had some stuff written down, and we worked through and got a lot of it set up, I think. But I forgot to ask her
Okay.
about the app. But I sent her a message, so
Shoot
I'm
her
sure
an
she'll be
email.
back.
She seems responsive for the most part.
Okay.
I'll let you know as soon as
Awesome.
I hear something.
All right, I appreciate it. How's everything else going? I heard we've been crushing it this month so far.
So far, so good. Last month was real shit, so I
Was it?
don't know. Just a bad month for everyone. I don't know how to explain it, but this month, we should be crushing it. Mexico's crushing it. Hope
Well, I
so.
mean, I guess you've got to have those down months at some point, I guess. I mean, it's been a while, hasn't
Yeah,
it?
exactly. It's been a while, so, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Shit happens. Business goes up and down.
Yeah.
We just got to make up
All
for it. I think everyone seems to be working hard.
that's good. I
Oh.
it's
You gonna
hopefully
come
what you
visit
would hope
soon?
for. Yeah. It's just been the last, now going on almost 6 weeks has just been a complete nightmare here.
Haven't asked you what was going on, but through the grapevine, I heard there's some sort of like legal type of situation.
Yeah, I mean, not so much. I mean, legal only because, we were having to file a restraining order against Michelle's brother,
Right.
which didn't end up going our way the last time we were in court.
Oh. What,
But
is he
yeah, just,
threatening or something?
oh yeah, full-blown threats and, police can't protect you and,
What is he accusing you
death
guys of?
threats and
Like, what does he want?
so. So he's bipolar. I don't know if you had heard. I mean, this is kind of an ongoing thing with him.
No, I've never.
No, nothing. So he's just multiple. I think he's had more than 2 felonies actually, in and out of prison since he was like 19.
Okay. But this is not the one that I met at the football game, right?
No, no,
Or
no,
the
no, not at all. That one kind of moved to Oregon to kind of get away from everything. My wife. Parents divorced when she was around junior high age, and then I want to say it was about her sophomore year of high school. So his junior year of high school, he was just too out of control for mom to deal with. He was just a very troubled kid, and he had to go to live with his dad, and kind of always resented Michelle and her younger brother, because of it. And like I said, in and out of prison, he's done a lot of bad stuff, a lot of theft, a lot of like cars on fire, just some really bad stuff, and kind of ongoing. He's probably been arrested 20 times. Unfortunately, he's got a very high powered attorney that's worked with Michelle, with my wife, with Michelle's dad for you know, 20 something years. Is known for being very corrupt. You know, there's articles that have been coming out recently about all these judges from West Coast to East Coast that are getting busted for bribery and doing illegal things, and she's listed in most of them. So she's been able to keep him out of jail for the most part the last few years, even though he's done some pretty bad stuff. But most recently, well, a couple years ago when I was with Cardiff, he got jealous. I bought Michelle a car and kind of put a bow on it. Kind of a bullshit birthday present. She was looking for a car and it just happened to be around her birthday. And she put something on Facebook and he started blasting her on Facebook and just talking a lot of shit. So I just sent him a text saying, "Hey man, like, you know, stop ragging on your sister. Stop being a little bitch. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, every 3 months when something bad happens in your life, you take it out on your sister." And he would. He would just start sending her text messages. You know, "You're selfish, you know, cunt, and you're a bitch, and, you know, you and mom are both fucking crazy," and just, you know, nothing major, but just enough to really mess with her day, you know? You know, somebody, nobody ever wants to be getting those kind of text messages, and, you know, especially right. from a brother, just ragging on him, and he had done it publicly on Facebook, and so then he got all pissed off that I texted him, and started coming after me, and he came to our house. We weren't there and spray painted my garage and vandalized our garage and did a bunch of stuff. And so we had just kind of cut ties with them. You know, he and his wife and his two kids. Unfortunately, you know, his one kid is handicapped. He just turned 4. He's never eaten solid foods in his life. I'm sure you remember.
This is,
you know,
the one in going on. The Oceanside?
San Diego, exactly.
And all the organs had to be moved around?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
So he's,
I didn't
just
know that
now,
his brother was troubled. I thought the kid was troubled.
Yeah, complete fucking nightmare. I mean, he's completely out of his mind. He's the person that should stay in jail and never come out.
Jeez.
So we, you know, we would see them once a year, you know, at Easter or whatever, but from then, you know, other than that, kept our distance. His wife, we were always very supportive with. When his son was born, he was actually in jail.
Is that right?
The first year and a half. You know, we completely supported his wife and were there for him and his wife. And, you know, even to the point where, you know, our son was born and he decided, you know, he was going to name his son the same thing because apparently we stole the name that he's wanted to name his son his whole life. Well, his whole life, he always said he didn't want to have kids. So, you know, just completely twisted, delusional, you know, just messed up. So we supported his wife. You know, she spent a lot of time with us while he was in jail. You know, none of her family knew he was in jail. He was supposedly, you know, out of town working on a job, whatever. So it's kind of disappointing when all this stuff went down with him. She wasn't really there, but we got it. You got to, I guess, stand by your husband. If you're going to, you know, live with a criminal and deal with a criminal your whole life, you know, you're going to stand by them. So didn't really hear much. And then about 8 months ago, she filed for divorce because apparently he was doing cocaine every day and still stealing. And I got physical with her a few times and had poisoned her, tried to kill her, put some kind of poison in some fruit. So she divorced him. And he started getting really angry because, you know, she had a restraining order against him and he had supervised visitation rights only with his kids. And so, you know, he had parked their motorhome on his dad's property up in Croner. His dad has a big ranch. And apparently his wife found out that he was taking the kids and basically, you know, staying in the motorhome on the property. And she had to reach out to Michelle's dad and say, "Hey, you know, you can't do that. Visitation rights are there for a reason. You know, he spent 2 days telling my kids about how I'm just a bitch and have been cheating on him, you know, which he hadn't. And I'm the reason why, you know, he doesn't get to see the kids and all these things." And so, you know, the dad had to kind of put his foot down and say, "Listen, you know, you have to be with them in the house. That's part of the court order. I'm not going to go to jail because you're breaking court orders." And all he had to do was basically take a clean drug test and he could have seen his kids without supervised visitation rights. So his dad, who has been his only supporter his whole life, you know, basically, you know, said, "You got to, you know, be with them in the house." Turned on his dad, "You know, you're just like them, you know, fuck you," and stopped talking to the dad, and basically hasn't seen his kids for, you know, going on over 6 months. But, you know, we've been there to, you know, kind of support the wife and been there for the kids because they need, you know, somebody kind of against my best judgment. You know, my wife and I had to have a lot of discussions to say, hey, you know, is this really what we want to do? You know, there could definitely be some repercussions. You know, Michael's unstable. You know, what do you want to do? And we just decided that, you know, we need to be there for kids. Mm-hmm. And so his wife or Michelle would post pictures from time to time on Facebook, you know, the kids together. And he started flipping out. You know, we're apparently on her side and we're now helping her against him to not see his kids. And we're now the reason why he doesn't get to see his kids. And
so that's why he's angry.
Okay. So he's angry. So we stopped, you know, we stopped Facebook, we stopped posting things. And Michelle had made the mistake. We had seen them on a Sunday for Michelle's mom's birthday. And with some stuff that happened, we had a friend that passed away about 6 weeks ago. Just out of the blue in his sleep. And the day that Michelle and I got back from the funeral, Michelle's mom comes, you know, like barging through my front door and collapses on my entryway, bawling because Michael had shown up at her house where he'd had left some tools for like 8 months. He was building her a patio cover. He's a contractor and had never come back, and then suddenly showed up at her house screaming and yelling that he was going to beat the shit out of her and her roommate, and basically like barging around the house and just grabbing shit and taking it and just scared her. And, you know, she came to our house thinking he was coming to our house next. And so, you know, the police were called, and then the threats started happening, and the police can't protect you. And, you know, I'm going to get you, and I want your kids to see what I do to you, and like all kinds of crazy shit. So Michelle just started really, really stressing and not sleeping and feeling guilty that, you know, her family was doing this to our kids. And kids had to get off of all social media, and, you know, Emma couldn't Instagram anything of where she was and locations and stuff like that. And Michelle had gotten an emergency restraining order, and it had just kind of continued. And then, you know, she had mentioned on this Sunday night at her mom's birthday dinner that she was taking our son to Disneyland the next day, and kind of opened her mouth in front of our nephew and ended up deciding that she was going to take him too. And, you know, I told her to be careful, you know, don't post anything, you know, don't give him a reason to be angry, don't let him know where you're at, whatever. And she sent a text to my sister-in-law with a picture of the two boys at Disneyland. And within about 30 seconds, she started getting emails from her brother, you know, fuck you, bitch, I warned you, you post another thing, I'm going to get you, I'm going to do what I promised, you know, just all that kind of stuff. And we realized that he had his wife's phone bugged. Not everything that she was doing and receiving and calling and GPS, you know, he was still seeing. And so I reached out to her. I said, Jenny, something's really strange. You know, Michelle sends you a text, and within 30 seconds, you know, he's all over her. What's going on? You know, does he have your phone? Does he have spyware on your phone? Could he? And she's like, well, he did, and he admitted to it in court. And we're going through all the restraining order stuff, and, you know, admitted to poisoning me and everything else. But I went to, you know, I went to Apple and had them clear my contact, so I should be good. And I'm like, geez, you're a fucking idiot. So the spyware,
are you allowed to
on the
poison
phone.
People without going to prison?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously you shouldn't be able to know, but I don't know. You know, I think there still has to be evidence. His attorney is good enough to where it's just a really twisted situation. Her dad, you know, it's the family attorney. Somehow the family, you know, her, the attorney is like representing, you know, both parties in this. And I think the dad is, you know, the dad has always protected the son no matter what. You know, he's basically spent his life trying to keep him out of prison, and he blames himself for his son being the way he is. So I think that there's some fucked up agreement between the ex-wife and the dad where it's like, you know, I'll pay you the child support. He's not paying you, you know,
right.
But you need to do everything but, you know, send him to prison again. You know, you can do whatever you need to protect yourself and the kids type thing. And I don't know this for sure, but there's just some really strange stuff that's been going on that makes me feel like there's some sort of agreement. Because the ex-wife,
you have a gun, right?
The attorney all the time. I do right now. Yeah, I finally do.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know where I was. So she admitted, you know, she said, you know, he admitted to, you know, having bugging my phone or spyware or whatever. I had, you know, my contacts cleaned, and I said, you know, spyware doesn't come off. It's embedded in the phone. You know, it's made to not be detected. You need to get a new phone. You just need to. And so she finally did. And so apparently every bit of communication between us and her and the mom and her and the dad and her, you know, he was just kind of sitting back watching and reading, creating more and more anger towards the family and, you know, you're all against me type shit. And meanwhile, he's still on drugs and can't take a clean drug test and hasn't seen his kids for over 6 months, you know, and just blaming the world. So it continued to get worse and worse, the threats and the messages and strange people parked outside of our house and just really, really bad stuff. It basically eventually drove Michelle to, and please don't, you know, repeat this. Nobody really knows in detail, but basically to a nervous breakdown. And she had to go into the hospital for almost a week. And she's still just kind of, you know, recovering. She's out of the hospital now, but having to go to counseling and meetings and appointments pretty much every day, and highly medicated, and
holy crap.
just going through a lot. He just, you know, broke her down. Like I said, she felt like, you know, everything that the family was going through was her fault, and, you know, her brother and her dad, and her dad actually, you know, claims that he didn't, but, you know, somehow information got back to her brother through the attorney of what was going on with Michelle, and he spun it in court and was able to get a judge to lift the restraining order, you know, basically trying to say that Michelle was unstable. And so it's just, it's been a pretty rough, crazy last 6
Sounds
weeks.
Fucking horrible. You just have to protect them all, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, there was a point where, before the restraining order was even put into place, where it was like probably almost 5 days, where it was just hardly any sleep. And, you know, we had moved, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, the pros and cons of the house is that we have a very open backyard, which, you know, backs up to this huge park, and very easy for somebody to get to if they really wanted to. And so I'd have my cousin here, who was, you know, ex-Marine, who fought in Fallujah and stuff, and he's actually the one that brought me the gun while I was waiting for my license to go through and everything else. But just trying to help me secure things, and, you know, he thought that we shouldn't even be staying here because it was just too open and, you know, not knowing. And, you know, the fact that her brother probably wouldn't be the one to show up here, but he probably would hire people. You know, he knows a lot of bad people from being in prison. Yeah, well, he's been in prison multiple times and continues to commit crimes every time he gets out. He just happens to be getting off on these. And, you know, he just knows a lot of bad people. So, and we don't, you know, he just seems to be, this is the most unstable he's ever been that, you know, anybody can recommend or remember. His you know, he's never physically threatened his mom, you know, and that was kind of where we realized, you know, he's just on a whole nother level now. You know, it used to just be verbal stuff, or, you know, like I said, the type of stuff that he would do is show up and vandalize when you weren't there, or steal shit, or taunt you online. He never really had the balls to confront anybody face to face, but now he's just so out of it. And he was never a big drug user, you know, now he apparently is. And so, yeah, that's the main thing. You know, like I said, and like you had mentioned, you know, with the kids, that's your concern, you know, it's protecting them. And that's why Michelle just kind of, it was too much for her, because she felt like it was her fault, her family, her brother, her dad, that was, you know, putting us in danger. You know, her dad never reached out to her to call to see if she was okay after, you know, her mom had let him know what was going on, and he had come by her house and by our house, and it was just, just a lot for her to deal with. So
sounds awful. Sorry to hear that.
Really shitty. Yeah, thank you. So, and just one of those things where I didn't want to really give a lot of details out, you know.
No, I understand.
It's not Michelle, you know, it's the privacy for Michelle, and, you know, didn't want to be at a company function and somebody, you know, ask her how she's doing and make her uncomfortable. And, you know, she kind of has enough to deal with. You know, there's a lot of neighbors and friends in the community that don't really know the details just because, you know, she's trying to kind of better herself, and it's not fair for the kids to be judged and the way things, you know, get spread around. And, you know, this used to be the house, and the reason why we moved into this house is, you know, to have kind of the place for all the kids to come and hang out. And it's less common, I guess, now for the group who used to be here like almost daily to, you know, kind of be here already, you know, as it is, because, you know, there's been police at the house and stuff like that. So nobody knows the exact details. So it's just kind of,
they're wondering, like, why, what's going on.
Exactly. And, you know, we give them kind of enough. But at the same time, you know, there's always nosy people in the neighborhood and people that want more details. And if they don't get it, you know, they're walking around, you know, do you know what's going on type stuff. So, just a lot of little factors and just weird shit to deal with. So,
sounds like a,
but,
I mean,
you know,
importantly, just, you know, keep your family safe and make sure Michelle gets better.
That's the goal.
Yeah. All right.
It's, you know, she's, it's been a good week and a half. She's kind of torn between kind of being excited that the kids are out of school and getting to spend, you know, a lot of time with them, and and also, you know, can I, you know, can I handle it? And, you know, I've got to, you know, juggle groups and stuff like that. But I think it's going to be good for her because it's not going to give her a whole lot of free time. You know, she has as much time as she needs to do what she needs to do. But, you know, hopefully the summer will be good. We'll see.
All right. Well, when you, when things settle down, come down.
Cool. I'll do it.
Come. I'll let you know if I hear anything from those fuckers.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Is it weird that Ben hasn't at least communicated, like, hey, we're working on it? Or, because it's already,
I
what, like 12:30 there?
It is a little weird, to be honest, but I don't know what to do about it. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me know if there's anything that I can do, if you hear anything, if they need anything or anything.
You
I do. Thank you. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's confident.